You know, and Jesus talked about this. When you get those thoughts come to mind, to take them captive.
That's right.
Immediately. See, where Eve messed up. You know, we always want to blame Adam, you know, and everybody wants to blame Eve. But really, it's ignorance. Where she messed up, but she didn't take it captive. Immediately, she sat and she pondered on that thought. Okay, on down. So when the woman saw the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. And this is where the fall began. And I want to pull up a definition here that I looked up. It's when she looked and saw that the tree was pleasant. And I looked that up in the Greek. And pleasant is longing. It is delight. It is sanctification. Or no, take that back. Satisfaction. It is charm. It is desire. See, she had a desire. Once she looked and saw that it was good, and she said, I want it. Mm-hmm. I want it.
Thought it would satisfy
her. I want it. Yeah, exactly. I want that. There's something with that that I'm not getting right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so many times do we do that. So many times in our lives do we do that. You see, you think this all ended back here. It didn't. Day-to-day life, we struggle with this. Every day. And, you know, the Lord was talking to me this week, talking about His blessings and how His blessings are unfair to some people. He may bless Penny in a way that is unfair to me for some reason, whatever reason God does it. But it seems really unfair to me. But God's doing a work in her. You know, say, this was one for me. The Lord convicted me of tobacco products. And asked me to let down and quit. Don't do it. Well, other believers could do this no problem. No conviction. No nothing. That was unfair to me. Lord, why can they do it? And I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Because I asked you not to.
Come on.
I told you not to do it. Mm-hmm. And now if you do it, it's sin to you.
That's right.
I don't change my mind. Mm-hmm. And that's where I had to go. I don't change my mind. I said don't do it.
Come on.
And you're doing it. Mm. Then I'm in complete rebellion against God. God did that for me for a reason. And now I'm able to minister to people that are struggling with tobacco use, alcohol use, drug use. I'm able to minister to in an area, in a field that I never would have had I not listened. Mm-hmm. Now I'm able to say, you can rise above. You can conquer this. You can overcome this.
Yeah.
You are more than a conqueror through Christ. I can say those things. Now, yeah. Before I couldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So God's blessing, I call it a blessing. At the time, you feel like it's a curse. But it was God's blessing on my life. Mm-hmm. Rebuking me and drawing me into a place to where He could use me. You know, there's so much that I could, you know, that the Lord is doing, you know, in my life and placing in my heart, you know, that we could go on all day long and just talk. But the question is what is He doing in your life? The question is where does He have you in your life? What has He told you no to?
Mm.
See, because the Lord told Eve no. Adam, no, don't do it. But once they saw it was pleasant, they started reasoning and thinking, why?
Yeah.
Why can I?
Yes.
No longer no. They come up with every reason of why they could now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lord, you changed your mind. Now I can.
Preach.
Now, we've put this emphasis on God that somehow He makes it okay. Makes it look pretty. Oh, it looks good. It looks really good now. Mm-hmm. This great, great deal. has to be from the Lord. That's how Satan paints a pretty picture. That's exactly what he did with Eve.
She does.
He painted it real beautiful. And she saw that it was blessed. And the beginning of the fall started. That's when we were completely separated from the Lord. That very moment in life. Today's age, reaping and sowing, we're going back to there. This is the hardest thing you can do. This is the hardest part of looking into your life that you're ever going to do. One, it's scary. But it's true. The hardest thing you're ever going to do is do like David did and say, Lord, search my heart. That is one of the most scary, fearful things that I've ever done. Is ask the Lord to search my heart. To reveal to me anything in me that is not of you. We, as the body, have gotten away from that. Because the desires of this world are more desirable. Because we constantly dwell on what Satan has thrown out there.
That's right.
You know, we're fish chomping at the bit looking for anything that is pleasing to our eyes. Over in James chapter 1, starting in verse 13, he says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You see, this starts out, you don't see it right here, but it's a hard thing. If you look at it in depth, it's a hard thing. You're drawn away by your own lusts and your desires. See, our flesh is always going to be in opposition of our spirit. Your flesh does not want anything to do with it. And it's because of the fall. Because of the first act of disobedience, now your flesh is totally in opposition of God.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. So there, you got to look. Are you being controlled by your flesh? Or are you being led by the Spirit? You know, there's a line there. There's a line to be drawn. And sadly to say is most of us are being led by our flesh. You know, I took a picture of something today. It was on Facebook this morning. It was a little post somebody posted up. It was really, really good. And it's, I don't know if you guys can see the little devil head with a pitchfork, you know. It says, listen, man. We don't need to keep God's law anymore. Everyone who says you have to try to be under legalism and bondage. Okay? Jesus died for your sins. That means all of them, past, present, and future. So keep fornicating. Eating. And this goes on. Lying. Stealing. Praying to Mary, dressing as the opposite sex, breaking the Sabbath. God loves you the way you are. Just rest in His grace. Don't worry, you won't go to hell. All of that is the Old Testament. How many people preach this every day?
Mm-hmm.
How many people preach this? Live however you want to, you're saved, you're going to heaven. how many believers do you see? I don't like it. I don't like sitting up here saying this. You know, it's hard to sit up and talk about people that say they're believers. That's a hard thing. Mm-hmm. But if you live like the devil's child,
come on, fruit.
Are you a believer or not? You know, I got the privilege to talk to another guy this week. He's a Catholic. We had a real good, interesting conversation. He believed that you got to go to the priest and the priest goes to Jesus. That's the way he believed it. I got to go to the priest and the priest goes to Jesus and I'm resolved to my sins. You know, and I always thought it was something different, you know, Hail Marys and stuff like that. But this is how this man believed. And, you know, the interesting and the cool thing was just sitting and talking, and he would get ill and he would get upset, but yet he would want to continue talking about it. And I said, you know, I like this. I said, my grandmother's a Pentecostal. I grew up a Baptist. And you know, I like talking about things like this. I'm kind of in between, you know. I call myself a non-denomination, you know. I just don't really. I said, well, let me ask you something. I said, what was the non-denomination? What was the religion? Because they kept saying religion. What was the religion of the first church, the early church? What was it? What were they called? Well, I don't know. I don't have the answer, you know. But we got to sit and have a great conversation, you know, just back and forth. Now, whether this guy will or he won't, you know, he's invited here. But the thing is he believed that you could get in by works. Mm-hmm. That was the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. They were working at a big Methodist church, and his answer was, well, I'm just doing all I can do, just hoping and praying that I make it in to heaven. And that was his belief. Mm-hmm. And he based it all on that. You know, the grace of God, yes, covers you. But it don't cover a continual sin. Mm-hmm. A continual rebellion. If you continually blatant sinning against God, are you saved or aren't you? Is there a conviction there or is there not? Because if God said no, how can you continue to do it? He said no.
Amen. Amen.
It took 3 years for me. It took 3 years for me to lay it down. Mm-hmm. He worked on it. He worked on the heart. I want you to lay it down. I would, in faith, I would lay that. I would go to my grandmother. I'd give her my can. Here, it's over. Pray for him. Pray for him. And she'd pray for me, pray for him. I had the conviction. I didn't have the want to, though. Mm-hmm.
Spirit was willing.
What I had to come to terms with is the same thing in here in James. I had to come to terms with was I wanted it more. Now I want it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's it.
That's all it came down to. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get rid of it. I don't want to give it up. I like it. I had to come and say that. I had to say that to the Lord in prayer. Lord, I like it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do away with it. I like doing this.
Yep.
But whatever you say, that I'll do. If you want me to get rid of it, I will. Mm-hmm. And I have to. I have to. If I wouldn't, if I would have been in blind sin. Yes, sir. The thing in James is sin. You're drawn away by your lusts, your own evil desires. The reason that you do not monitor the things that come into your life, that are sowing into your life, is because you are lustfully desiring those things to be sown into your life.
Oh my.
That's what the Lord is showing. That's the reason. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you can come to the terms and grip with, okay, why? Why do I want to continue to watch this? Why do I want to get on the computer and look at this? Mm-hmm. Why do I want to do these things? And if you can come to the terms with it's because it's a desire, and then ask the Lord to remove that desire,
well,
then you will be healed of it. But until you acknowledge that it is a desire in your heart, that it's a longing for, that it's something that you feel like is going to satisfy you, until you come to that revelation, you will continue to be beat up by this sin.
That's right.
So we have to acknowledge what we're allowing to sow into our lives and why we're allowing it to sow into our lives. If we don't do that, we're going to be a lost and fallen generation very soon and very quick. It doesn't take long. And I want to do a quick demonstration. I got Ronnie to sit up here with Penny. I'm going to get them to stand up. I want to show you something.
Okay.
I want y'all to take y'all's hands out toward each other. I want you to fold your middle fingers down. Nope. I want you to lock your middle fingers.
Oh, one.
Oh.
That?
Yep, just one of them with your bird finger like that, or with your green finger like that. Middle finger locked all the way knuckle to knuckle.
That's tough.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, move your regular finger. Move your pointer fingers. Move your pinkies. Move your ring finger. Can't move your ring finger without breaking.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, hold up. Don't go all the way up. Now move your ring fingers.
Okay. Oh, a little bit.
See there? Just that little push. That's what Satan does. That little bit of grit of sand. That little bit of push. And then all of a sudden, he can move away. That is what marriage is supposed to look like. That is, God is our bride.
Excuse me.
We're the groom.
We're the bride.
He's the groom.
Yeah.
Right.
That is what we're supposed to look like. That is how he created us. All it takes is that little push from Satan to completely be able to separate them. But you've seen how when they were intertwined, they're locked together. You're not moving. I don't. You could practice this. You can do this for yourself, do it at home. You're not going to move that ring finger when they're locked. But all it takes is Satan to come in.
It's good.
You have to monitor what you allow coming into your life. You have to be willing to admit the things that you're allowing into your life. You know, it's hard. That's a hard word. It's hard to all take in. And I'm sure the Lord is working on every person differently about areas. Otherwise, he wouldn't have given me the word. He wouldn't have did all of this. I'm not clever enough to come up and put scripture together and do this thing. I'm not. I haven't been in ministry long enough to sit out and give you a 5-point lesson and all of this. This is all God. I don't come up with these things. You know, I got a GED, but I just got a GED. Okay? I just passed. Now, I struggle with English and grammar. One of the hardest things, you know, that I struggle with. When the Lord does stuff like this, it just gives me that much more faith to say, God can do this. You know, and me and Ronnie was talking earlier the week. He's like, what do you want to do? I want to be a cop. Well, oh, that's good. You can be a cop. Well, I struggle with English and grammar. So I can't pass the test to get in there. It's crazy. It just leaves me mind-boggled of how the world can work. They use the donkey. He can use any of you. You know, I considered myself as the donkey. You know, I'm like Ronnie, me and him contrite spirit, so we don't want a lot. We consider ourselves a donkey. But God created us to be so much more than just a donkey. But it takes a knowledge, and we got to acknowledge. And my encouragement to you today is, it's not that hard. It really isn't. If you'll just be honest, before the Lord, He is kind and He is really Him. He is the most kind and most gentle person you'll ever deal with. Ever. Humans can be the most critical and critics of the situation, but the Lord is most understanding.
Amen.
He's been through it all. He's felt it all. He's been tempted with it all. Jesus was tempted with everything that is common to us. Everything. He was tempted with it all. Yeah. That's the Word of God. I didn't write it. He did. Yeah. He knows. He knows where you're at. And He is gentle and faithful and just to forgive you. All it takes is repentance. That's it. That is it. It is simple, genuine repentance. Lord, I love this stuff. I don't want to get rid of it. But if you're asking me to do it, I give it to you. Forgive me. Fill my heart with these evil desires. Take this from me. It's obvious that you don't want me to have it. Because you're speaking to my heart to get rid of it. If the Lord has spoke to your heart before in the past to get that, and yet you picked it back up, the Lord didn't change His mind. Only you changed your mind. Mm-hmm. And you reasoned with why God says it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's as simple as that. You know, I wondered what it would have been like if maybe if Eve and Adam would have acknowledged that they'd done wrong and repented. They didn't do that. Nope. It's this woman you gave me. Nope. It was a serpent. Never once did they say, Lord, I messed up.
Your point.
I did wrong, Lord. Mm-hmm. Never once did they do that. They wanted to push the blame.
Your point.
And come up with a good reason. There wasn't a good enough reason. Come up with a good reason why they done what they did. We're all going to stand before the Lord one day. And that day's coming soon. But while we done, and while we live, the way we done, the way we live. And you're not going to have an excuse in the world to give the Lord. It's going to be good. You're not. What are we going to do when we have to answer that question? What did you do with what I gave you? That's a hard thing to think about. But it's really easy to deal with. Does that make sense? It's a hard thing to think about, but it's an easy thing to deal with. Just repent. It is so simple. It is so very simple. Acknowledge that you have the desire to do something that is not of God. You know what that is. And God has not allowed you. And God said no to you. Acknowledge that. And say, okay, Lord, I'm struggling. I don't want to give it up. I don't want to do it. You got to take this desire from me.
Mm-hmm.
Take this evil desire that is not of your kingdom, that it has nothing to do with the kingdom of God, away from me. See, because we can make it about the kingdom somehow. I did when I was dipping tobacco. Well, I can dip this tobacco and I can go talk to other people that's dipping tobacco and I'll fit in because, you know, I might be able to minister to their lives because I'm dipping and I'm not some bad person, bad Christian. I reasoned with why I was able to use it. See, we can do that. That was my manipulation. It really was. That's what I thought. As long as I minister to people that are different. But the Lord saw it different. I want you to minister to people that are struggling with it. I want you to be able to encourage them to think it. Lay it down and quit it. Mm-hmm. I want you to help people get free. I'm not the God to keep people in bondage. Mm. I'm the God that draws people out of Egypt. Yes. You don't stay in bondage to hang out with people in bondage, to do the sins of bondage. You get free.
Amen.
You get free. Because right now you have a plank in your eye.
Amen.
How can you tell this brother that's struggling with drugs and alcohol when you've got that junk in your mouth and you're just as addicted? How can you tell that brother anything? You think you're cool because you can go hang out with him. You're not a bad Christian. You're one of the cool Christians that's able to use your tobacco products and do your thing. That's not who I'm calling you to be. That's hard. But when you say, okay, yes, Lord, I've got this desire, but it's yours. I can't do it, and I don't want to give it up. So I can't do it at home. I tried that. It didn't work. I tried to lay it down on my own. It didn't work. Lord, I want to do it. I don't want to give it up. Whatever it is, this is broad. This ain't just tobacco and alcohol. This is whatever the Lord has laid on your heart that says you need it. You need to not do it. It's a broad. And you got it in mind. Yes, Lord. And he will say, thank you. I will take it. And you'll have to leave.
Amen.
That's what happens. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me pray for you. I think Ronnie's dug through his word here. But I want you to be encouraged. I don't want you to leave here condemned. I don't want you to leave here feeling like you're a failure because you're not. Everyone here is a winner. You are a victor in Jesus. You have authority over every power of the enemy. Mm-hmm. Every single one of you have power to overcome whatever you're dealing with. I want to impart that in you.
Yes.
That you are a victor in Jesus. You have victory in Jesus. Because you've been struggling doesn't make you a failure. Because you're dealing with it, it doesn't make you a loser. It doesn't make you any less a child of God because you've struggled with something. All you do is get before the Father. And lay it back. Admit that you got it, and lay it back. Okay. Father, I thank you for your word, Lord God. I thank you for your people, Lord Father. Lord, I pray blessings, Father, over everyone here, Lord God. Father, that you would move mightily, Father. You would move in patience, Father, peace, Father, joy and comfort, Lord Father. That, Lord, as you're dealing with their hearts, Father, as God, they go to lay these things down, if they go to admit the things that they like and don't want to get rid of, Father, that you would guide their hearts, Father God. You would continue to transform them into the mold and the call and the love, Father, that you've placed on their lives, Father God, that they would move mightily, Father, in the anointing, Father God, that, Lord, as they lay these things down, Father, you would stir up more gifts, Father, more talents, Father, into their lives, Father. Open broad, a broad, Father God, ministry, Father, that they would be able to pour out, Father, as they lay this stuff down in obedience, Father, to your Spirit, Lord God. I just thank you and praise you, Father, for this time, Lord, to spend here, Lord God. Yes, Lord, thank you, Lord, for your word, Lord God, that you so give every week, Lord, Father God. You just pour into our hearts, Lord. Lord, we're mere nothing, Father, without you, Lord God. We just glorify you and magnify your name, Father. And we just give you all glory and honor, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You've got some praise in the house if you've been converted to word of faith.
We'll have.